Chapter 4. A proper-looking man in a business suit, an 1885 business suit, came walking by, and Jay asked him, "Sir, could you tell me today's date?" The man took a moment to study the kids up and down before answering, "Well, it's June 8th, of course."
"Thank you."
"You're welcome." The gentleman continued on his way, but not without a second curious look over his shoulder. Jay sighed. "Lila, you better put on that skirt." They ducked into an alley to get out of sight and do some thinking. Lila pulled the skirt on over her shorts.
"Jay, I think it's real."
"So do I."
"So we're in real trouble."
Jay wrinkled his brow. "Back in Bodine, I mean, the one we left, it was June 10th, so we're off by 2 days and
about a century."
"But are we really in Bodine? I mean, the Bodine that used to be here, that is here.
Why is it here, and why are we here?
This is too weird."
"It has to have something to do with all that gravity and time-space stuff Professor McPherson was talking about."
Jay nodded. "Like some kind of time warp or wrinkle or vortex or something.
But remember, it happened when we came in contact with Annie Murphy."
Lila shot a glance toward the alley entrance. She was thinking about the gallows and Maud Bennett's comment.
"But how did we do that, Jay? Annie's dead."
"She looked pretty alive when we saw her." Lila thought it over and shook her head.
"I don't get any of this.
So let's go talk to the judge."
"Are you serious?"
Jay shrugged. "Maud Bennett said he knows what happened to Annie Murphy. If we can find out exactly what happened to her, we might be able to figure out what's happened to us." She considered that and gave a little shrug.
"What have we got to lose?"
With a deliberately casual air, Jay stepped out of the alley.
"Lila, come on."
She lagged behind, looking down at herself.
"I'm wearing a skirt with Reeboks. I look dumb."
"Well, at least you're decent," Jay said with a grin. She scowled at him.
"You're no help."
With no alternative...